1. An invisible hand grabbed me and pulled me off the ladder. I landed on my back on the gym floor with an oof. My head made a loud thud as it banged the floorboards. I raised myself slowly, blinking hard, trying to shake off the shock. Then I pulled myself up on my elbows and saw Ben Jackson laughing. Thalia Halpert Rodas dropped her lipstick into her bag and came running over to me. "Tommy, are you okay?" she demanded. "Yeah, fine," I muttered. "I was just testing the floor. You know, seeing how hard it is." "It isn't as hard as your head," Ben joked. "You're going to have to pay for breaking the gym floor," he laughed again. "Ha ha." Thalia rolled her eyes, then made a disgusted face at him. She turned to me. "Don't encourage him, Tommy. He's about as funny as a dead pigeon."
"I think dead pigeons are funny," Ben insisted.
Thalia rolled her eyes again. Then she grabbed my hand and tugged me to my feet. I felt so embarrassed. I wanted to go hide under the bleachers. Why am I always such a total klutz? No invisible hand pulled me off the ladder. I just fell. That's what I usually do if I find myself on a ladder. I fall off. Some people are climbers. I'm a faller. But I really didn't want to look like a geek in front of Thalia and Ben. After all, I just met them. And I really wanted to impress them. That's why I signed up for the Dance Decorations Committee. I wanted to meet kids. It's hard to make new friends when you start a new school in sixth grade. Maybe I'd better start at the beginning. My name is Tommy Frazier, and I'm 12. Just before school started this fall, my dad got married again. And right after the wedding, we moved to Bell Valley. We had to move so fast, I barely had a chance to say goodbye to my friends. And before I could catch my breath, here I was, the new kid at Bell Valley Middle School. I didn't know anyone here. I hardly even knew my new mom. Can you imagine what it's like to suddenly have a new school, a new house, and a new mom? The first couple of days at Bell Valley Middle School were hard. Kids weren't unfriendly, but they already knew who their friends were. I'm not shy, but it was really impossible to just go up to someone and say, "Hi, want to be my friend?" I was pretty lonely the first week or so. Then, last Monday morning, Mrs. Borden, the principal, came into our room. She asked if anyone wanted to volunteer for the Dance Decorations Committee. She needed kids to decorate the gym. My hand was the first to shoot up. I knew it would be a great way to make new friends. So here I was after school in the gym 2 days later, making new friends by falling on my head like a geek. "Do you think you should see the nurse?" Thalia asked, studying me. "No, my eyes always roll around like this," I replied weakly. At least I still had my sense of humor. "The nurse left anyway," Ben said, checking his watch. "It's late. We're probably the only ones in the building." Thalia shook out her blonde hair. "Let's get back to work," she suggested. She opened her bag and pulled out her lipstick. I watched her apply a thick coat of red to her lips, even though they were already red. Then she brushed some kind of orangey powder on her cheeks. Ben shook his head but didn't say anything. Yesterday I heard other kids teasing Thalia about her makeup and lipstick. They said she was the only girl in sixth grade who uses that stuff every day. They were pretty mean to her. One girl said, "Thalia thinks she's painting a masterpiece." Another girl said, "Thalia couldn't go to gym class because she had to wait for her face to dry." A boy said, "Her face must be broken. That's why she's always fixing it." Everyone laughed really hard. Thalia didn't seem to mind all the jokes and teasing. I guess she's used to it. Before school this morning, I heard some kids saying that Thalia was stuck up, that she thought she was so beautiful, and that's why she was always paying so much attention to her looks. She didn't seem stuck up to me. She seemed really nice. She was pretty awesome looking, too. I wondered why she thought she needed to wear makeup at all. Thalia and Ben look a lot alike. They could be brother and sister, but they're not. They are both tall and thin, and they both have blue eyes and curly blonde hair. I'm short and a little chubby, and I have black hair that's sticks straight out like straw. It's real tough hair. I can brush it for hours, but it still goes wherever it wants. My new mom says I'll be really handsome as soon as I lose my baby fat. I don't think that was a very good compliment. Anyway, Thalia, Ben, and I were painting some big banners to go up on the gym wall. Thalia and I were working together on a banner that read, Bell Valley Rocks. Ben started to paint a poster that read, Dance Till You Puke. But Mrs. Borden poked her head in and asked him to think of a better slogan. He groaned and grumbled and started over. Now his poster read, Welcome, Everyone.
Hey, where's the red paint? Thalia called to Ben.
Huh? He was down on his hands and knees, using a thick brush to paint the W in Welcome. Thalia and I were also down on the floor, painting the black outlines to our poster. She climbed to her feet and stared down at Ben.
Didn't you bring any red paint down to the gym? I only see black.
I thought you were bringing it, he replied. He pointed to a stack of cans under the basketball hoop. What are those?
All black, she told him. I asked you to bring down some red, remember? I want to put red in the middle of the letters. Black and red are the school colors, you know.
Duh, Ben muttered. Well, I'm not going upstairs for it, Thalia. The art room is on the third floor.
I'll go, I volunteered, a bit too eagerly.
They both stared at me.
I mean, I don't mind, I added. I can use the exercise.
You really did hit your head, didn't you? Ben joked.
Do you remember where the art room is? Thalia asked.
I set down my brush. Yeah, I think so. You go up the stairs and back. Right? Thalia nodded. Her curly blonde hair bounced whenever she moved her head.
Right. You go up three flights to the top floor, then you go straight down the hall to the back, turn right, then turn right again. And it's at the back.
No problem, I said. I started jogging to the double gym doors.
Bring at least two cans, she called after me, and some clean brushes.
And bring me a Coke, Ben called. He laughed. What a joker. I started running at full speed to the exit. I'm not sure why I started to run. I guess I was trying to impress Thalia. I lowered my shoulder and burst through the double doors and barreled at full speed into a girl standing in the hall.
Hey!
She let out a startled cry as we both toppled to the floor. I landed on top of her with a groan. Her head made a loud crack as it hit the concrete floor. Stunned, we both lay there for a second. Then I rolled off her and scrambled to my feet.
Sorry, I managed to choke out. I reached out to help her up, but she angrily shoved my hand away and climbed up without my help.
As she stood, I saw that she was at least a foot taller than me. Tall and broad-shouldered and powerful-looking, she reminded me of those women wrestlers on TV. She had white blonde hair, which had fallen over her face. She was dressed all in black, and she stared at me furiously with steel gray eyes. Frightening eyes. I'm really sorry, I repeated, taking a step back as I stared up at her. She took a heavy step toward me, then another. Those cold gray eyes froze me against the wall. She scowled and moved closer.
What are you going to do? I stammered.